Paul Casper from Lake Preston, South Dakota, which is east central South Dakota, about 75 miles straight west of the Minnesota border.
I've talked to some people, especially would be south and southeast of you, Paul, who have had some difficulty and things look kind of tough. There's been a lot of rain down there. What's been the situation where you are?
Well, we went in the spring really, really wet anyway. Last fall, March and August and first part of October, we had 23 inches of rain in 6 weeks. So we had a really tough fall harvest. So we left a lot of ruts. We had a lot of water and everything was full. And then we got three big snowstorms in April, and that made things really interesting. And we were finally able to start planting corn the 12th of May, so a couple weeks behind. We'd like almost 3 weeks. And then we went basically nonstop through corn and beans and put in a little 4,000 acres from then till the 29th of May.
Wow, you got it
done. So we hit it pretty hard. We left about 130 acres of actual water that we had planted last year. And so we do have some prevent plant. Corn looks great. Beans are really lagging behind.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that, Paul, how things look now.
Well, we got our corn in pretty good, and we've had enough moisture, and the bean ground seemed to work pretty good. And so we were able to get them in, and it was really odd because about 2-3 inches down, it was just pure muck. And so you'd get stuck with a planter tractor. You had a lot of plug-ups because the openers were sliding right along that mud line, and it was not ideal, but for the life of me, I'm really pleased how the corn looks, considering we have some goofy rows, end rows, because we have a lot of sloughs and stuff, but the corn stalks were a different situation. They just wouldn't dry up, and we lightly touched them with a Selford, and so we tried to air them out, and then we went in, and it was in between showers, so we've had here probably in June, we've had right at 8 inches of rain. And then we had early on in May, we had 4. So we've had 12. Then we had all that snow in April. So we're really wet. Now you go 40, 50 miles northwest of here, like towards Redfield and over Hitchcock Tulare, and they're just praying for rain. It's just really weird.
Do you think your beans are going to come out of that yellowing?
I don't know. We have some pretty good stand where it wasn't real wet, where we kind of mudded them in, and we knew that, hoping for a rain right after, and it didn't necessarily do that. We had record highs up here, at the end of May, and that kind of crusted the ground and chunked up the ground a little bit, and then we finally did get some moisture. So we have some uneven stands. So, beans kind of can look that way, and then they kind of come out of it, but boy, they're really yellow. They just need some. We need to, and you got to be careful how much you wish for, but we need to kind of back off a bit for some water here for rain and give us some nice sunshine so we can kind of get those beans on track. I know there's going to be corn, I suppose, tasseling here in the next 10 days, end of the next week, I'm guessing. Our daughter's getting married here in September, and then she lives in Minneapolis. But anyway, we went there this last weekend. And I'll tell you what, you go from Brookings over 19 to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that's some of the toughest crops I've ever seen in my life through that region. So many black drowned out spots. There's a great big huge black circle around every tile hole. The flags are sitting there. Some are out of water, some are in water. And just yellow corn, chest high and knee high corn, in acre after acre. And that's some really good corn and soybean country we went through, and that was really tough looking. I feel pretty good about what would ours look like after the trip here this last weekend. So I've heard the same thing in southern Minnesota, northern Iowa too. So I don't know, this is going to be interesting to see here what happens with this next month and how the crops turn out.
How are the weeds doing on your place?
Pretty good. We had enough chemical where the pre's worked pretty good. We don't have a lot of weed pressure. We've been pretty lucky to kind of take care of them. We had a lot of down, broken over, bent corn last fall. So we have some volunteer corn. That's actually our worst weed right now we're trying to take care of. And so hopefully we can get in there and get the spray. But our pre's have done a great job. happy about that. Some guys didn't do pre's, and then boy, they look pretty ugly. There's some guys getting airplanes in right now to spray, and you know, that's kind of an interesting thing too, spraying, you know, glyphosate, you know, from the airplane. So you got to be pretty careful of that. So this next 30 days will be interesting to see how the beans turn out here with some of these weeds in. But we're pretty lucky. We guess we did the right thing there on our pre's for that.